Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan. How are you today?
Not too bad. Sun's shining, and after last week's rainstorms, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. It is nice. And so today you're going to be talking about why vegetables aren't setting fruit.
Yeah, this time of year, we start getting a lot of phone calls from gardeners talking about just their gardens aren't setting fruit. And typically there's a few things that cause this issue. One is over-fertilization. If we over-fertilize, the plant tries to grow up too much. We put out a lot of vegetative growth, but we lose a lot of that fruit production. So the plant just kind of emphasizes growth here, and then we lose that that vegetable or fruit set. We've all seen that in tomatoes. We've all seen a big, tall, six-foot-tall tomato plant. Dark green, looks healthy, but only two or three tomatoes. Another possible problem with tomatoes can actually be temperature-related as well. So tomatoes won't set fruit if the nighttime temperatures are 50 degrees or lower, or if the nighttime temperatures are 75 degrees and higher. And while I just told you there's a narrow window on when they'll set fruit, we also got to worry about the daytime highs in the summer. And if it's 95 degrees or higher, a tomato won't set fruit. So if we think about the last month, we've been very, very warm. We might not have a whole lot of tomatoes setting fruit just yet, or if you get one or two, but not going to have a lot of production to this point. Now, I will say cherry tomatoes tend to be a little more forgiving on those temperatures. And so if you have cherry tomatoes, you'll probably notice that they're going ahead and setting fruit, while our large slicers are really not setting fruit in this heat. What about squash, cucumbers, and watermelon? They all can have issues as well. Their issues tend to be a pollination issue. So, if you're having issues and you see flowers on your plants, and we didn't over-fertilize, I would say, I guess, just go out and watch. Do you have a lot of pollinators coming around pollinating your plants? If not, then we might have to do that ourselves. So you can take like a paintbrush and kind of hit around on that, the male flower, and then go to a female flower. Well, you might ask, how do you know the difference? The female flowers are the ones that are right behind those flowers, there'll be a little small fruit that you can see. You know, early on in the year, though, with these crops, we see an issue on pollination anyways, because the plants just kick out a lot of male flowers at first. The females come out later. But as we get later into the summer, those will kind of become a little more balanced. I will say on those, if we don't have, don't overuse an insecticide, or else we're going to kill those pollinators that would be coming to do that job for you. So if you got to use an insecticide, use it kind of near dusk, late at night. Normally those flowers have kind of closed up, and we won't be killing quite as many of the pollinators.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.